It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Posey, get him. All right, let's all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now of John Boy Media. You can also watch him on the NFL Network. He's a host, but he's our baseball expert, Chris Rose. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. There's a lot of optimism after Buster Posey's just been named the president of baseball ops for the San Francisco Giants. And just from afar, what are your thoughts on the Giants moving on from Farhan Zaidi and hiring one of their all-time greats to be their president of baseball ops?
No problem moving on from Farhan. I think 6 years is a long time, and just doesn't feel right. It didn't feel like a good fit. Mm. You either have to be analytically on your marks or a great communicator and sell it that way. And he was neither, it felt like. And so they need a fresh start. But I'll admit I'm skeptical. And I think everybody should be. Buster Posey's one of the favorite sons of that place, arguably the most popular player over the last several decades. And now he's taking over a role that he's a rookie in. And, you know, it's a big step up for him. It doesn't mean that he can't do it. There are guys that have done it around the league. I mean, Chris Young has done it very successfully and now moved into this role, moving from GM to president of baseball ops and just won a World Series a season ago. So this can be done. I do have a couple of questions. I did not see the press conference. I was a little busy with some other work. So I am curious, why he's doing it at age 37 with 4 young kids, having made $171 million in the show, because it's not a job you can just kind of show up to. And, I mean, he's going to be all in and full grind. And then the other thing is, what's going to happen if he doesn't do the job well? Like, what is Buster Posey's standing? All I could think about is John Elway, Hall of Fame quarterback, Denver Broncos. Helps lead them to the Super Bowl, and then all anybody wanted to talk about was how he couldn't find Peyton Manning's replacement, and he's got to get out of town. So it's just, there's a lot riding on this. I'm excited for him, and I hope it works out, but there are questions.
Wow, Chris, a lot of good stuff there. And I'll say this about what you just said in regard to Farhan and his tenure. He had a long time to get things done. With that, Chris, what's on your metric in regard to, in this new era of sports and baseball, how long do you give Buster before you say, you know what, we're going to give you a report card. We're looking. I don't see anything. Because I was telling my partner, maybe 3 years. He was like, no, that's too long. How are you looking at the Giants under Buster Posey to kind of give them a grade and see if things are going well?
Well, baseball's unlike any other sport because you could have a draft class next year that doesn't get here for 4 seasons, right? And so, you know, I do think a full 6-7 year run when you're talking about management is appropriate. He just signed a 3-year contract. Does that mean the Giants have to make the playoffs 2 of the 3 years for it to be deemed successful? I don't know. I think it starts first and foremost with them being able to land somebody in free agency. And I'm not talking about extending Matt Chapman. That's a huge, huge pull. And I know that Buster Posey's the guy who came in and closed that deal. But from what I understand, Buster Posey has been in on those meetings at times when they've been trying to get that big fish in free agency over the last few years. and haven't been able to get it done. Once again, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, who knows what role he was playing during those meetings. But I imagine, as a guy who's won 3 World Series rings and is known universally by free agents, that he played some sort of substantial role. And now he might just say, hey, listen, back then I wasn't in control, so I was limited with what I could tell you. Now I'm telling you this, and it all starts and finishes on my desk. You know, like, yeah, I am the decision maker. So maybe he'll play even a more prominent role in this free agent recruitment. But I think that's going to be the first thing that Giants fans are going to be watching for starting this November, is can we finally get that big guy? And maybe that starts with retaining Blake Snell, who I imagine is going to opt out.
Chris Rose is joining us. He's from John Boy Media. You can also watch him on the NFL Network. He's a host. We're talking baseball with him right now. It does feel like, and I was playing a little devil's advocate yesterday with Farhan Zaidi, because it seemed like everybody was pretty much done with him out here. But I'm looking at a guy who, over 6 years, they were 453 and 417. So they were over 500. For his tenure. You could, if I'm going to make a case for him, I could say that first year, you know, he had a still deal with Bochy, and they didn't know what to do with Baumgartner. Did he get an unfair rap in some ways? Because, I mean, this is not a terrible team, but it is a team that couldn't really shed getting away from 500.
Well, I think you just kind of answered it. They're not a terrible team, but they couldn't get away from 500. I mean, is that the way you want to live, as a team that just within the last 15 years has kissed the commissioner's trophy 3 times? Like, that's not how you want to be. You don't want to be just okay. So I actually applaud them for pulling the plug here. It's not easy, and I hate talking about people losing their jobs. Not fun. But I do think that it's the right move here. And I do think that record is somewhat inflated by 107 win season, right? I mean, the rest of them were just okay. And he had one amazing year that was, now we look back at it, and it's somewhat of an anomaly. I've been told by a lot of guys, you need stars in this sport. And I don't know how many stars the Giants have right now. They have some really good players. Matt Chapman's a really, really good player. Logan Webb, who obviously is a part of our family at John Boy Media on the Rose Rotation, is a really good player. But they need studs to compete with the Dodgers. The Padres have studs. The Yankees have studs. The Orioles are kind of growing studs and probably have to sign a stud pitcher. The Phillies have studs all over the place. That's what you need. You need a couple of them. And the Giants are right now a team of a couple of really good players, some guys who could fall into that category eventually, and that's that. And that, you know what that equates to? An average team.
Wow, Chris, you just stole, I mean, that was well said. You stole my thunder, because, you know, we're out here and I feel like Giant fan is jealous, or they have baseball envy, and there's nothing wrong with that when you just look in their division. You talked about it, Ohtani, Betts, Tatis, Machado, and they just can't get that. And I was going to ask you, how important is that? You just explained it, but I'm a little concerned, Chris, and I kind of hope your intel is off just a little bit, because I hope Buster... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hadn't been in on those meetings trying to recruit a judge or, you know, Bryce Harper back in the day, because it's imperative. If they can't get that guy or guys, you know, it's going to be forever, Chris, before they can get back in contention.
Well, I don't feel that way. I really don't. I mean, I think that, but they're going to have to come up with a really good plan this offseason. Now, does that mean that you throw everything at Juan Soto? I mean, is it? It's possible. I mean, if you're going to, if he wants to make a statement and swing for the fences, then you convince ownership this is what it's going to take. But I believe in that, because look at the players that are left and look at the best teams that are left standing. Could you get, I mean, look at who won the World Series last year, right? The Texas Rangers, they paid $500 million for their infield. And then they went and they signed Jacob deGrom, who unfortunately because of injury didn't work out, but they went and traded for Max Scherzer. Like they went after the biggest names in the sport. And I mean, what a statement it would be for Buster Posey to have his first free agent signing be Juan Soto. I'm just saying, doesn't mean they have to go get it, but man, wouldn't everybody in the baseball world say, damn, that dude means business.
Yeah, Chris, do you think that that switching out a president of baseball operations can be the difference between landing a free agent and not landing a free agent? I'm talking about a big boy.
Well, what can make a difference is money. Let's call sure. it what it is. You know, like that's a big difference. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, Juan Soto was up at the plate when Buster Posey was calling pitches. Like that's an advantage. I mean, who would you rather negotiate with or talk baseball with all due respect, if you're Juan Soto, Buster Posey or Farhan Zaidi?
Yeah.
And that's part of the deal here.
No doubt. There's a sentiment out here that the place itself right now is a tough sell to free agents, whether it's the ballpark for hitters, whether it's the reputation San Francisco has, you know, nationally around the country, whether it's, man, they're in a division with the Dodgers and the Padres. I'm just trying to figure out if Posey can be kind of the great equalizer, if those things are true.
Yeah, and I understand that. But, I mean, if you're a free agent and you hold all the cards, a la Juan Soto, right, those are questions that you need answered. And he would have to make up of his own mind. I mean, he's played in the NL West. He's played in San Francisco a bunch.
Yep.
And maybe it's not for him. Who knows? But he also probably saw... I always hate bringing up Barry Bonds, but what Barry Bonds did in that ballpark, right, and things of that nature, asterisk, you know, just table discussion right now, but you understand my
sure.
point. So who knows what floats around in a free agent to be's head. But once again, I don't think it hurts that he has a recognizable star against whom he competed for years sitting at the table so they can speak the same language. And I have no, thoughts that Buster can't get the rest of the job done. Like, I believe that he will surround himself with the right people, that he's super smart. I mentioned Chris Young earlier. Like, he went to Princeton. Buster Posey went to the Princeton of the ACC at Florida State. It's the same thing.
Oh, man.
I'm trying. I can't see you, so I don't know if you were tongue-in-cheek there or not. I'm going to assume yes.
Something like that.
Hey, Chris, you're a jack of all trades, man. I love your lexicon, so I got to do this while we have you on the phone and just give you a quick football question, if I may. I was skeptical of Brock Purdy, and he's done nothing but get better. Now he's using his legs. He's without weaponry, and he's just out there making plays. Can you just share with us in the Bay your thoughts from afar on one Brock Purdy who is due a payday next year? But Chris, I'm not a hater, and I'm like, oh, I need to see more. But every Sunday, the kid's doing and showing me something.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know the show me more crowd. I don't think they have much to stand on at this point, right? I mean, like, he's shown it. You know, he's played great virtually the entire first month, it feels like. And as you said, he's had, you know, different weapons in and out. He hasn't had McCaffrey at all. I know that Mason's run the heck out of the ball, but he's not Christian McCaffrey, certainly in the passing game. You know, to me, what's that number going to be? Is it going to be $60 million a year?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be. It might be. Because just think of it this way. If he were a free agent after this season, I know he's not, but if he was a free agent, how many teams would be willing to pay him $60 million a year based on what they've seen?
That's a great question.
Man.
More now than a year ago, I'll bet you that.
Well, Chris, would you do
Would I?
Yeah, right now, if that, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, he's doing it with the system and it's Kyle, and I get that, but I'm like, man, could he go to Carolina and change their fortune?
Great. What if he went to Minnesota in Kevin O'Connell's system?
Yeah.
Right now? He would be great in that system, too. In fact, he'd be significantly better than Sam Darnold, who obviously couldn't get on the field last year as Purdy's backup, and he's doing wonders right now. So my point is it's a great system. It is a great system. Good luck, Niners, trying to find his replacement.
Right.
I mean, you lucked into Brock Purdy as is. I know that there's no way they want to play that game and be like, yeah, it's the system, guys. Like, they found him. They found him. They got fortunate that he was the last pick in the draft. And they found him, and it's awesome. They're going to have to reward him.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is.
Chris, thank you so much for joining
man.
Us. Really appreciate it. And a lot of Giants fans, very optimistic today, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I get it. They should be, you know, I like it when San Francisco is good. I really do. I love the ballpark. I'm a fan of the city. I like the dudes on the team. You know, I'd like to see them get back into this thing with the Dodgers, with San Diego, with Arizona, who went down to yesterday just being a spectator. Like, I wanted to see four teams in the race. I hated to see the Giants hit the you-know-what down the stretch. I hated it.
Yeah.
So I hope that Buster's the answer.
Good luck to your Indians, Chris.
You mean my guards?
Yeah, Guardians. Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. Yeah.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. They just changed the name last week. It's no big deal. We're fine.
Look at my producer.
Thanks, Chris.
You.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's Chris Rose.
Oh, boy.
Chris Rose Rotation Podcast, John Boy Media. Also works for the NFL Network.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.